Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Even more music for you by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And the Hymn to the Sun from the Golden Cockerel Suite, as played by the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Konstantin Orbelian, with cellist Nina Kotova, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. There's more classical music in store for you throughout the afternoon hours. Here in this noon hour, the Lincoln Trio will make room for one more performer when they bring the piano quartet of Spanish composer Joaquin Turina a bit later. We've also got a short divertimento, or a suite from a French play by Jacques Ibert called The Italian Straw Hat. Quite fun music in store for us here in this noon hour on Kansas Public Radio. Onward with the Rome Symphony Orchestra, conductor Francesco Lavecchia, and some music for orchestra written in 1878 by the Italian operatic composer Alfredo Catalani. This is, you might call, a contemplative piece. In fact, it's even in the name, Contemplazione for orchestra, described as an orchestral nocturne. Next on KPR. A little music you may not have heard before, composed in 1878 by the Italian operatic composer Alfredo Catalani. They call that one the Contemplazione for orchestra, an orchestral nocturne performed by the Rome Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Francesco Lavecchia. It is 12:24. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. The Philharmonia Orchestra is going to be coming up in about 15 minutes' time with a suite from a French play called The Italian Straw Hat, music by Jacques Ibert, still to come on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert on Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org. Right now on the KU campus, it is 50 degrees. Today's high around 55. Sky's sunny. Clear this evening with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be a little cloudy, a little breezy, with a high of 52, tomorrow night's low in the mid-20s. We'll spend time with the Lincoln Trio next, and they'll make room for one more performer as we take in a Spanish quartet, a piano quartet in A minor, by composer Joaquin Turina, next on KPR. A piano quartet for, or rather by, Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, and a performance by the Lincoln Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:42, and coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Keep these programs going strong by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. Thank you for your support of KPR. We've got the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy, for one more performance with music by French composer Jacques Ibert. Composed in 1930, this is a divertimento, or a suite for chamber orchestra, that was meant to accompany a movie version of a French play that went by the name of The Italian Straw Hat. a comedy that was all about a great big wedding party, and the action is kicked off when a horse eats a woman's straw hat, and the action is kicked off when an exact replacement must be found for this very hat for reasons a little too complicated to go in here. We'll hear the Philharmonia Orchestra and music from the Italian Straw Hat next on Kansas Public Radio. There you had Eugene Normandy conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra, and a suite in the form of a divertimento by French composer Jacques Ibert, music to accompany a French comedy by the name of the Italian Straw Hat, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Mendelssohn and his second cello sonata, as well as the very tuneful Sinfonia India by Carlos Chavez. Wonderful music on the way on KPR.
Organizers of the...
Catch All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Liar News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Another visit from conductor Eugene Normandy, back at home in charge of the Philadelphia Orchestra there with the famous intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni here on Kansas Public Radio in an afternoon of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. This hour we're looking forward to cellist Misha Maisky bringing us Felix Mendelssohn's second cello sonata, and that's going to be followed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with Sinfonia India, or Symphony No. 2, by composer Carlos Chavez of Mexico. Quite a lovely piece on the way here on a Thursday afternoon. The Bergen Symphony and conductor Carsten Andersen ready with our next performance from composer Johan Svendsen, 19th century Norwegian composer contemporary to Edvard Grieg, and his second Norwegian Rhapsody next on Kansas Public Radio. The second Norwegian Rhapsody from 19th century Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen, and a performance by the Bergen Symphony and conductor Carsten Andersen here on Kansas Public Radio. We're about 20 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of the classics, and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra joining us later in this hour with a symphony composed in the 1930s with melodies originating from the Native American tribes of northern Mexico. We've got for you later Sinfonia India by Carlos Chavez, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And on the KU campus at the moment, 54 degrees. High temperatures today will be around 55. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. It's a little bit of a cloudy day and a little breezy tomorrow. High of 51 for Friday, and tomorrow night clear with lows in the mid-20s. We're joined next by the cellist Misha Maisky, and joining him, pianist Sergio Daniel Tiempo, and music composed in 1842 by Felix Mendelssohn, his second cello sonata, somewhat reminiscent of the style of Bach in certain passages. Here's the performance on KPR. And so ends cello sonata number 2 in D major, composed in 1842 by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by cellist Misha Maisky, along with pianist Sergio Daniel Tiempo, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:45 is the time, 15 minutes until our next NPR News update. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online, of course, at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. You know, when you become a sustaining member to KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. And you can become a sustainer today at that website. One more time, it's kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. Our final performance for this hour, it'll be given to us by the New York Philharmonic conductor Leonard Bernstein and the music of composer Carlos Chavez of Mexico. And the piece that we'll hear is based on melodies that derive from Native American tribes of northern Mexico. They call this Sinfonia India, or Symphony No. 2, which was composed in the mid-1930s and ever since, by far has been Carlos Chavez's most popular composition. You'll hear why it's very tuneful. Here's the New York Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Having a blast there with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Leonard Bernstein with the Second Symphony of composer Carlos Chavez, Sinfonia India, from 1935, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. A whole other hour of classical music in store for us. It'll be time to hear some Mozart. We've got the Jupiter Symphony coming up, along with Rhapsodies, an English and French rhapsody for orchestra and harp, respectively, all just ahead on KPR.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon, kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
88. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music originating from Norway, from composer Johan Halvorsen. They called that tune the Old Fisherman's Song, for violin and orchestra. Henning Kraggerud played violin alongside the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bjarte Engeset. Getting things started in our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you once more. This hour of music is going to bring us the London Mozart Players. I'm checking my records, and it's been a shocking amount of time since we've heard the music of Mozart, but that's all going to change later. We've got the Jupiter Symphony for you in just a little bit, along with harpist Julie Lohmann with the French Rhapsody, coming up also in just a short time. Next up, the Ulster Orchestra is conducted by Joan Falletta, and we've got music from an English composer of the early 20th century, Ernest John Moran, who was a contemporary of Ralph Vaughan Williams, and like him, he had a similar knack for taking English folk song and parlaying that into stirring orchestral creations, as we'll see here in the following Rhapsody, Rhapsody No. 2, in E major on Kansas Public Radio. Rhapsody No. 2 in E Major by English composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the Ulster Orchestra, conductor Joanne Valletta, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 now, and in just about 10 minutes we'll have along the London Mozart Players, appropriately enough with a symphony by Mozart. The Jupiter Symphony is longest, last, and some say finest symphony still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. On the KU campus, it is 54 degrees, highs today around 55, sunny skies. This evening should be mostly clear, lows around 34, and tomorrow's going to be a bit more of a cloudy day, a bit breezier as well. Highs around 51, though, and for tomorrow night, clear with low in the mid-20s. We've got a performance for you now by Judy Lohman, a performance on harp by the French harpist and composer Marcel Grandjeanet, a rhapsody with Judy Lohman, next on KPR. Harpist Judy Lohman there with a French rhapsody for harp, music by composer Marcel Grandjeanet, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:30, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7 p.m., we've got Classics Live for you, followed by an hour of classical music from 8 to 9. Later at the end of this month, KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be celebrating 30 years on the air, on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. And you're invited. We hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. And now at last we arrive at the London Mozart Players and conductor Matthias Bamert for a Mozart symphony, the final symphony that Mozart wrote in 1788, a symphony that from its opening notes has put many observers in mind of Jupiter on top of Mount Olympus, flinging thunderbolts down beneath him, which is why the 41st symphony by Mozart is called the Jupiter Symphony, and it's next on Kansas Public Radio. The final symphony of Mozart, Symphony No. 41 in C Major, also known as the Jupiter Symphony, played appropriately enough by the London Mozart Players today under conductor Matthias Bamert. It is just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just up ahead. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, I want to thank you for joining me for Classical Music in the Afternoon. Hope you enjoyed what you heard, and I've got more for you at noon tomorrow. In the meantime, don't forget to catch Classics Live this evening at 7 p.m., and an hour of music from 8 to 9, all just ahead, here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with the goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com, and the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding, on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. nicolairimsky.edu.